Guten Morgen, mein Liebling. Hello from Berlin. This is Will here. This is episode 4 of Future Kino. And I kind of got into this weird mood now where I'm completely obsessed with everything Berlinale based. I can't really stay away between like waking up at 8 to get tickets, to watching films all day, to going to the parties. It's been pretty amazing. And real life doesn't really exist beyond this festival for me now, which is kind of a comforting feeling. There is actually nothing nicer than waking up in the morning, sleepy-eyed, and going into a cinema. It's actually something I might try and keep doing in my everyday life. But maybe I'm just crazy. So today we are talking to Petr Václav, and he is a Czech director. He just presented his feature, We Are Never Alone. Not to be confused with You'll Never Be Alone, which was episode one. And this is a film about a group of people who are outcasts, who kind of come together and shake things up a bit. We're going to talk to him about the film, about how it got made, it's a co-production, and how he's feeling about being in competition this year at the Berlinale. Or what was it like when you got that email saying you
Well,
were accepted?
of course, now when you want to do films which are not commercial, this is not a commercial film, you need to have a festival, or all your producers wants to push you to the big, some big festival. Of course, me, I don't think about it because I need just to do my film the best I can, and I don't want to think about all that. But it is clear that now, if you are doing a cinema, somehow it is impossible to exist without the festivals if you are not doing real commercial movie and a lot of money.
Sure. So for anyone, I guess a lot of listeners won't have seen the film yet. So tell me, in your words, what you wanted to say with this film and what it's about for an audience who hasn't seen it.
Well, the title of the film is We Are Never Alone, and it is, which means this film does not have a one main character and one storyline. We have eight important characters in the same film, and eight destinies, and everything, all persons, all each destinies are shocking themselves. And I want to say that we are never alone in the sense that we are not, we don't have our, we are not an island. We are not somebody who does not change, who is completely coherent and itself without others. We are reacting all the time through others, in love, in hate. The people want to dominate. Some people want to be dominated, and we, in this sense, we are never alone because we are reacting with other people. And the story
For
is
better, for better or
about that,
worse.
because they live in some places. It's a kind of village, for you. Peri-urban village. There's nothing romantic. It's a kind of place close to the road, with a lot of trucks and cars. And they are there, and there is somebody who is coming to the village, and there is a gypsy who is going through the village too. And all the people, these people, they will meet, and all will change.
So it's a story about chance encounters and how, I guess, like serendipity shapes our
Yeah.
lives and how we are and who we become. Is this based on any personal experience of yours directly, or is this kind of a mixture of people and personalities you met filtered into this story?
But I think that if you write a script, you are a scriptwriter, and of course you put in your personal stories in the film, and the people you met, and it's in the same time you have to compilate. You have to know, I don't know, 20 person in order to write one character. So it is so difficult. I can't say it is not my story. It is not my milieu, social milieu. It is not my story. But of course, there's a lot of things I saw, and characters I met. It's a creation. It's a artistic transposition.
I love that you say it takes 20 people to make one character. I think that's a really
It is
interesting.
not me. It was, I think, Dumas or Stendhal. I don't know. Now I don't remember who told me. I think it was Victor Hugo who told that you have to put 16 people in one character.
All right, now you've gone down to 16, right, not 20. No,
Yeah.
I think that's really true. So tell me about the process of getting this film made. You've made a feature before. This isn't your first film, am I right?
No, I made I made the films before, and in 2014, I don't know, I met the film called The Way Out. It was it's a social film about, it's a drama about a Roma girl, a Czech gypsy Roma girl, struggling for her life. It's a very kind of social and political film, and I found this beautiful, incredible actress Claudia, and the others, Denia Godla, great talent. So I wanted to continue with them, and I already had the script because the team of the script was written. But with this energy of this kind of success of The Way Out in Czech Republic, we could finance very quickly this film, which was written really before, and I could put also these actors I met and other actors. I already made a film like 15 years ago, Karel Rada and Lenka Vlasáková, they were a couple, they played a couple in my second film, and so I have put all these people together. It was also a human but political just too, because I put the best known Czech actress with these unknown Roma non-actors. They are actors, but they are judged like non-actors because I found them down the street. And so we are a kind of family of these artists. I put them together, and for me it's a very strong thing, especially looking what is happening now in Czech Republic, racism, xenophobia, and so we were glad that we could speak also about that in the film, because the film speaks also about all these fears of Czech people.
Well, the Czech Republic is a really interesting study of kind of national identity, because it's had so many and still has so many vast influences in its history, and obviously the Roma is a running theme through your film work. What is it about outsiders that really interests you?
About outsiders?
Well, yeah, not necessarily national outsiders, but
because this idea of being an outsider. Because I think that I feel, since my childhood somehow as an outsider, and I on some way, and when you study the life and the strategy of surviving of outside, that you learn also about us and about how we live, and I think that it is dangerous to not know the outsider and to know only our own social milieu, our own family, and our own nation. And when you are closed, you are finished.
Of course. I think a massive theme of this festival is the refugee crisis. Today, in a press conference, Emma Thompson, the actress, just got asked very directly about the UK's response to this. Your film is timed very well in terms of what it's saying. Do you think what we're dealing with are issues that are, solvable? Or do you think we're seeing a kind of closing off of Europe at the moment that worries you?
Well,
how does this relate to
you? There is one reportage in film which is not real, which I written, when the boy is looking to the television and they say that there is a fight if they have to construct a new highway or not.
Yes.
And they say that maybe not, because the people don't go no more to the holidays to Portugal and to seaside from Poland to Portugal, because maybe there will be broke up of European Union, and then also people are more and more unemployed and they will not have money to go to holiday. And also, so this is one thing in the film, and also there is the character of the prison guard, who is kind of right extreme right wing people, the person, and in one moment he says some his theory that we should take organs of criminals and antisocial people in order to give them during transplantation to right wing people. And this guy, who his new friend, is looking for him. You don't see his eyes because he has sunglasses, and he don't tell anything. and you can't know if he do agree, does agree or not.
Yeah.
And I think that for me it's a kind of symbolical image of Europe of today, that we have this strong person who wants to lead us to fascism or kind of new neo-fascism or what you want, and we don't even answer. We are waiting. We don't have any position, and we can be very quickly be led by this stronger, worst people.
So you're talking about Europe with its sunglasses on, kind of its blinkers looking.
No, he is just weak. Like the Europe now is sometimes we are very weak, and we have this risk that we will be dominate, and we will vote in every countries for a new fearless or new neo fascists or new kind of dictatorial thinking people.
And I think that's
am I clear in
very
English?
Very clear. Yeah, very clear. I think your concerns are really well documented and shown in this film. It's amazing how you managed to tie all these different characters together. My final question is, visually, your use of colour is really interesting. How did that come about? Was this something you tested around within the editing room, or, you know, the film opens really iconically in black and white? And
no, it was written like that. I wanted to be in this beautiful black and white, and to be there, and in the moment that when she feels emotion and she decides to go to break everything and to go to speak to this gypsy guy, suddenly we are in colors. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. So there's going to be more interviews coming up. The relentless interview train must keep going. Today I saw Alone in Berlin, which was, it was okay actually. It was with Emma Thompson, who's just a shining beacon of brilliance. She was asked some really difficult questions in the press conference, specifically relating to how the UK and its government is responding to the refugee crisis. She handled the questions well, and I thought she gave very clear answers without kind of engaging with that question. I think she felt, perhaps rightly so, that it, you know, that kind of question just didn't relate to this film, which is about two people who are going against Nazism in the early 40s. Coming up, I'm going to speak to some journalists and attendees of the festival and find out how everything's going for them. And thank you for watching. You can subscribe at futurekino.com or on iTunes.